This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I got an interesting email over the weekend from Rena. Apparently she lives in Las Vegas, and she's noticing that her tips are going down. Now, I don't know about any of you. I mean, the recession is, I believe, over. I think the economy has improved greatly. I think people are traveling more. But she notices that her tips are down. She missed my segment when I was talking about tips and how to get better tips. I don't remember doing a segment on that. I remember talking about my tips and how they weren't as good as I wanted them to be when I weighed the tables. But she wants some advice on how to get better tips. So I decided to, you know, get my butt in gear. If this is what you guys want to hear, then that's all right. How to get better tips. So I don't know. Have any of you guys noticed that tips are going down? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whether you're in cocktails, food serving, valet, are you noticing people are tipping less? Now, I would have expected tips would be less during the recession. I would not think that tips would be going down now as people are doing better. But it's a sore spot for a lot of people. It's a sore spot for me. Okay, mind you, I'm very pro-tip because, you know, waiting tables in medical school and having service jobs, you don't make a lot. You make barely above minimum wage. Well, actually, with waiting tables, we made way less than minimum wage. And then it's because we had to live on our tips. But as a consumer, I'm very annoyed by ordering, let's say, a drink that's $12. And then on top of that, you need to tip 20%, and you're like, but wait a second, I could have gotten this drink for $4.50 elsewhere, and, the more someplace charges, you kind of feel like you're getting taken. And so, you know, we take it out on, unfortunately, the staff. We're like, oh, whoa, this was a lot more than I expected to spend. So if people are noticing that their tips are going down, my guess is it's because prices are going up. People are taking advantage of the new economy, and they are charging an arm and a leg. I mean, I'm noticing that with restaurants. You know, I think I went to a Fuddruckers with the kids, and we almost spent $40, $50 for dinner. Really? Fuddruckers? Are you kidding me? Now, we left a tip on the table because there's somebody that cleans, but that's like a go up to the counter, and it's almost like fast food. You go up to the counter and you get your food. That, you know, it's ridiculous. So what's happening is the prices are going up, and there's only so much you could do. But if you are at a place where prices are higher, that benefits you. Like if you work at a steakhouse, that really benefits you because then your overall tab is higher. And then if they tip 15, 20%, then you get more money. So the best thing to do if you are a food server or cocktail waitress or valet or whatever is you've got to make eye contact. It is really hard to tip crappily or sip somebody after you've made eye contact with them and connected. Now, with valet, you don't get a lot of time to talk and shoot the breeze, but with food servers, you do. So let's say you have some kids at home. Okay? A real smooth thing to do as a waiter or waitress is to bring up the kids. So while you're sitting there and you're looking at them, you know, and let's say they're talking about something and you're like, oh, you know what? Not to over here. Yeah, while you're cleaning up or while you're serving, go, I really want to see that movie. But I got kids, so I got to figure out when I could get a babysitter because, you know, with kids, we're just seeing Coco and all the kiddie movies. Oh, how old are your kids? Oh, well, my kids are 5 and 3. And, you know, don't sit there and show pictures. Don't be overly. But letting them know that you have babies, very important. Now, I was at, after work on Friday, one of my coworkers went to go and get some happy hour. So I went with her, and the cocktail waitress comes up to us, and what does she do? She puts her hand on her stomach. So we see that she's pregnant. So, of course, we ask her, oh, yeah, you know, baby, because you know, I don't mind asking a woman if she's pregnant because I can tell someone's pregnant. I was like, it looks like a boy. She's like, it is a boy. How did you know? I go, because you're jetting straight out, blah, blah. So we talked or whatever. So, yeah, when it came time to tip, I tipped a lot because she's pregnant. You know, yeah, you could wear a fake pregnancy. I mean, you know, but I could tell she was pregnant. So, connecting, and I know the guys are like, wait a second, that stinks. No, guys, you could connect too. A guy talking about his kids, very, very cool. A guy talking about, you know what, my mom is older and, you know, she doesn't have a lot of years left and I've been taking her to movies lately. Would you suggest that's a good one? Because I haven't seen that yet. I'm like, great, see? Now I'm like, oh, he's taking care of his mama? So you want to be upbeat. You want to make eye contact. You want to eventually connect, okay? You don't want to do too much suggestive selling. That was something that I got in trouble for at my work because I didn't suggestive sell. And I didn't like suggest. I don't want to look like a salesperson. So I didn't suggestive sell. What I did is I was like, oh, look, you know what? You know, if you're still hungry, let me know and I'll get you dessert. But I'm not going to sit there and push dessert. I was worried about their arteries. I was worried about diabetes. Remember, I was a medical student. And then apparently there were these secret shoppers that said, well, she didn't push an appetizer. She didn't push a dessert, whatever. However, if you do push a dessert or appetizer, et cetera, again, that's a great way to up the bill. And if you up the bill and they have to do a, tip on that, 20%, let's say. Now, the one thing I like is when a waiter saves us money. If a waiter says, look, this is what you do. If you guys are ordering all those sides, why don't you order this and that'll knock a couple dollars off? Oh, heck yeah. That waiter gets that extra tip. So saving money or, you know, did you guys want to use your Groupon or your Retail Me Not? There's a Groupon that you could use. A waiter that does that, that saved us money, they are getting a damn good tip. Okay? Do not clear away the dishes while they're still eating. If everybody else is finished eating but somebody else is eating, you could come up and ask and say, look, would you like me to clear anything or leave any plates? But don't just start clearing things. I think that's very, very rude. All right. So, I made some good tips, but not because of the total bill price. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So very sadly, the number of children admitted to hospitals for opioid overdose has nearly doubled since 2004. This is according to a new study. The study was published Monday in the Journal of Pediatrics, and it looked at children between the ages of 1 and 17 who were admitted to hospitals and pediatric intensive care units with opioid-related diagnoses. Then the range was from 2004 to 2015. Researchers have found that the number of children admitted to hospitals for the opioid overdose nearly doubled to 1,500 patients between the last 3 years, from 797 patients between 2004 and 2007. They believe the majority of these children weren't taking them for funsies, but they stumbled upon their parents' prescription medications. When they come in, they're going to fall into one of two categories. Either they're teenagers with intentional or drug-seeking behavior because of recreational or self-interest behavior, or they're kids who got into the parents' medication. That's according to Dr. Jason Kane, an associate professor of pediatrics and critical care at Comer's Children's Hospital in Chicago, also lead author of the study. They said the thing that was a bit striking is that the youngest children, those under six, were ingesting 20% of the ingestions were methadone. They go, so you have to ask yourself, where are they getting all this methadone from? Now, methadone is prescribed for the treatment of opioid withdrawal symptoms, and methadone will also be used for people who are not, you are trying not to use opiates like heroin, etc. So they go to a methadone clinic to get the methadone so they don't go through withdrawal. So using data from the Pediatric Health Information System database, the researchers identified 3,600 patients in 31 children's hospitals across the country who were admitted with opioid-related diagnoses. Of these, 43% ended up in the pediatric intensive care unit, which is typically only reserved for the most severe life-threatening cases. So just like adult ICU, there's a pediatric ICU. And when I did my pediatric ICU rotation, it was mostly drownings, accidental overdose, severe asthma, severe pneumonia. We had a severe sickle cell patient. And unfortunately, you overdose, we're not going to just give you naloxone and go home. So they say what was really striking to me was how these kids are and that almost half of them end up in the ICU. This is Dr. Kane. So the reason why that's important to recognize that nationwide, there's only about 4,100 pediatric ICU beds, which is in contrast to the number of adult ICU beds, which is closer to 78,000. Now that's an eye-opener. We have children's hospitals throughout the country, and ICU beds, some hospitals may have 4, 8, you know, maybe 10, not a lot. So only 4,100 pediatric ICU beds throughout the country. So every time you put a child in a pediatric ICU bed, you are using a very limited resource. And if we fill our pediatric ICU beds, he writes, or says, with patients who have entirely preventable conditions, we will not be able to give those beds to patients who truly need them for unpreventable medical conditions. So this opioid epidemic, it makes sense that more and more kids are becoming victims, and they're calling them secondary victims. Dr. Rajesh Daftari, medical director of the Pediatric Emergency Department at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital and Trauma Center, was not involved in the study, but he said, I think this confirms what we have suspected and what we've been seeing in our emergency departments. Overall, we're seeing increased exposure to opioids by children. So the study looked at children based on three age groups, kids that were 1 to 5 years old, those 6 to 11 years old, those 12 to 17. Those were the oldest children, obviously, and they accounted for 60% of the opioid overdose, but 40% were lower, younger age. And so this isn't anything new, but it's giving rise to the fact that we're doing a few things wrong, okay? One is, the more adults exposed to something, the more kids are exposed to something. That's just, it's a linear relationship, that's just what happens. Number two is, we are not supervising our kids. And somebody who could be unfortunately stoned or unfortunately snowed by a heavy narcotic, even if they're taking it appropriately, will not be the best parent. So when we see that children are overdosing on narcotics, as a medical provider, a family doctor, I ask, is anybody supervising what they eat? Is anybody supervising their going out at night, their playtime? Is anybody supervising them when they decide to go around a corner in a mall and then unfortunately can get abducted? A child who is overdosing on mommy's and daddy's medication or babysitter's medication can also be at risk for assault, can be at risk for malnutrition. You see what I mean? All right. We are having more and more kids that are not being supervised to the degree that they need to be. For some reason, we parents, we get busy because we have to work. So we think our kids are going to be on autopilot. I'm just as guilty. I worked the whole time. I only had 2 weeks maternity leave or sick leave that I could take with my kid. I probably could have taken more for unpaid leave, but I'm like, no, I'll bring my kids to work. And I worked. With the second kid, I went back to work in 3 days. I was very fortunate to be able to do that, but I had to work. I had an office to run. I had patients. I had things to do. So, with that, I would entrust babysitters. I would entrust daddy, say, daddy, do this, you know, and I'm not saying dads are awesome, but, you know, did I raise my kid the way my foremothers did, you know, where they were on the breast for years? I breastfed him, but not as long as I wanted to. I was a busy girl, and my being busy forced my kids to be a little bit more independent, had to be on autopilot. My son now, I never wanted to get him a car. I thought he would be entitled, but I need him to have a car because I'm not around. I have radio full-time, then I have another job full-time. I'm working all day. I'm across town. You're going to have to go and get groceries. You're going to have to do this. You're going to have to do for yourself. And now that he turns 18, I mean, it's about time. But hopefully I parented him right. Hopefully I made sure there weren't prescriptions that were open that he could have access to. Hopefully everything is locked up. I don't really have a lot of prescriptions, so, you know, that's kind of moot. But still, the alcohol is out there. We have a wide open bar that decorates a whole wall of our house. We don't really drink the alcohol, but it's there as decor, right? Because in the olden days, you had a liquor cabinet, a small cabinet, and you would lock stuff up in it. Now, it's like, you know, it's decor, basically. It's art. We have Midori, we have some, I mean, it's just, they're very pretty bottles. Crown Royal has some gorgeous bottles. And now so we have them all kind of decorated. I'll take a picture once and I'll put it on Facebook. It's really nice. Do I drink the stuff? No, but it's there in case people come over. You know, so am I watching when my kids' friends come over? Are they stealing alcohol? I don't know. Now, am I, you know, how hands-on am I? I need to be a better parent. We all do. Like, no, I'm a good parent because I take my kids to church, I take them to temple. Well, that's good. You know, instilling religion is good, but are you watching them? Do you know where they go? You know, it blows my mind how the kids will lie straight to our faces. I'm going to sleep over at Billy's tonight. You're sleeping over at Billy's again? Okay, good. Anytime somebody says they're spending the night at somebody else's, assume it's a lie. Okay? It's because they don't want to come home smelling of alcohol. Or they don't want to, or they're spending the night with a girl or a guy or whatever. You know, and I already told the kids. You know, they go, oh, I'm spending the night. I go, really? Really? No, you're coming home so I can smell you. I'm not drinking, Mom. I'm really spending the night there. Why are you spending the night there when our house is like two doors down? Well, because we want to hang. I'm like, no, you don't. I mean, I know. It's because then I don't know how late they come home. I don't know how it's you know, so you got to be savvy on that. You really have to. Now, my son turned 18, and his other friends are 18. And so in Las Vegas, what can you do when you're 18? You can't drink. Mm-hmm. You go to the strip clubs. So apparently a bunch of kids decided to go to the strip club. And I knew this was happening. And I told them, look, you know, you're 18, you're adults, no alcohol. Okay, don't get pickpocketed. That happens apparently, I guess. Don't get into fights. Get out of there as fast as you can. Don't touch anybody. And I go, it's not going to be like in the movies. You're not going to like it. And the funny thing is I think they were really unimpressed. Apparently, with these strip clubs, you know, it's not like you, like I said, I never understood why strip clubs, you know, are something that people are excited about. Because you can't, you get all excited and you can't do anything afterwards. But it was interesting, their take. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Give me the news, I got a frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we started talking about strip clubs because I got this email. This was a, Facebook message, not email, Facebook message, but Brian E., who says, I think I could smell women's pheromones. I always have. It smells musty. Why do I have this scent? My brother doesn't. So, scent meaning sense of being able to smell a woman's pheromones. You guys know what pheromones are? They're chemicals that, they act like hormones, and they secrete by the individual, and it tells other individuals, what stage you may be in, whether you're in heat or so they're called pheromones, and they will trigger behaviors of the animal of the same species. Now, when somebody says that they could smell a pheromone, you really don't necessarily smell it. Okay, this is a substance that would be secreted. My guess is he's not smelling a pheromone. My guess is sometimes when a woman is having her period, there's an odor that happens with the blood or whatever, or with the pad or tampon, etc. And he might be picking up on that. And so you'll have some people that'll think, oh, okay, well, I'm picking up on something very scientific here and animalistic and all that, and nobody else is. Well, that's because everybody else knows that they're just smelling, you know, if a woman is having a period, then that's not anything animalistic or, you know, instinctive or anything. So my guess is if you think you could smell a pheromone, then you're probably not. Okay? Now, if you're by somebody and all of a sudden you find yourself attracted to them, that may be the instinctive chemical, and I believe that happens. I believe there are certain smells or there are certain things that are given off by people that just jive with your chemistry. You know, this idea of love at first sight, it comes from these animalistic roots. You could look at somebody or you could hear their voice or you could smell them, or there could be just something that triggers that lust or passion. Now, does that mean it's going to be a nice, you know, long union, marriage? Okay, I don't know. It may be just good for 5 minutes. We don't know. Remember, animals were designed to mate for a couple minutes and then be done. This monogamy thing is not endemic or inherent in all animals. But pheromones do play a role. So what I would suggest is have a friend who's a girl, okay? Because I remember one of my guy friends said, I smell it, see? I just smell pheromones. And I go, no, I smell a woman who's on her period. That's all I smell. Oh, really? So go have a friend who's a girl that knows this type of stuff. And then if you guys are around, you go, I smell it. And then she smells it. Your head's up your butt. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay. That being said, a year and a half ago, I was asked about, because I am a doctor in Vegas, why do strippers have a certain smell to them? Now, I guess there's something going around called, and again, forgive me if I'm wrong. You guys may know more than I, because I'm a girl and I don't go to strip clubs. Okay, and feel free to chime in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But there's apparently a smell that many people, and let's just say guys that go to female strip clubs, okay, there's a scent that they can't get off their clothes. And it's a scent that I guess is hard to wash off. And so one had asked if that was pheromones. Another asked if it was douche or whatever. And I guess there's a term floating around called dirty vanilla. I'm really naive to that kind of stuff. I don't know. But I guess it's a smell that gets left on the clothing. And it could be a combination of a variety of scents. Alcohol, cigarette smoke, powder, cleansing, shall we say, you know, powders or douche, etc., perfume, body spray, but apparently it seems to be more, shall we say, prevalent if somebody, I guess, gave you a lap dance, right, and got part of their body on your clothes. And so, all right, so in terms of something medical, no, I just think it's products. I think it's just, you know, cosmeceuticals or certain products that people are using. But the mixture of such, especially with some carbon, if we go back to our science, will make a smell sit. Remember that Seinfeld episode where somebody had body odor in Aline's car, and she couldn't get rid of it, and that was scary, where she had the body odor that stayed in her hair, and she went to every, I guess, hair stylist she could, and she went through all that cleaning, and she couldn't get the odor out. It's kind of like when your cat pees in your house. There are some odors that just won't get out, and when it's combined with carbon, or when it's combined with a bodily carbon, or there's other sorts of compounds, you can't get the smell out. And this comes very relevant and pertinent when women use feminine products to try to make themselves smell better. Actually, I think many of us have noticed it when we try to use cologne or perfume, and we smell the cologne or perfume in the bottle, and then when we spray it on ourselves, it smells different. Your body will change the odor of things, hopefully for the better, but sometimes not. And a big mistake that a lot of people make, especially women, is they'll use a product that they think will make them smell better. Okay, shall we? Maybe it's a vaginal douche or whatever. And they don't like the way it smells. They go, no, 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 I still smell me. So then they put more on, or they put more on. And you have a lot of people that do a lot of damage with that. I think what happens with strippers is because they dance and they get sweaty, they may overuse certain products so that they don't smell or leave any odors. And the overuse of the product, unfortunately, will land on your shirt. So if you're going to a strip club, then, you know, you're going to bring that home. Now, years ago, this is probably when I first started my show, we had one caller who asked about, you know, why wives don't like us going to strip clubs and how to appease the wife or make her less upset. I've never had a problem. If my husband and his friends want to go to a strip club, I don't care. I'm more worried about the money that they spend. You know, I mean, I work hard for my money. I really don't want them blowing a lot of money at these strip clubs. So I don't have a problem with them watching women dance. I don't care. They don't like to go a lot because it's really crowded. And it's, like I said, it's kind of stupid, you know, to have people dance in front of you. And what are you going to do? But couples who use it to enhance their sex life, if for some reason she feels like she's going to be the recipient later of that, that may work. And so if you really like porn or going to strip clubs and you don't know how to get your wife on board, first, you guys may need some counseling also, because that could hurt you. Okay, you know, if she really is adamant against it, that could really, really, you know, be tough for your marriage. But in a counseling forum, if you guys can't have the conversations yourselves, the counselor will talk about, well, you know, honey, why does it bother you? You know, ask the lady, why does it bother you? Well, because I think he's going to go home with a stripper. All right, you know, can you convince her that that's not what you're doing? You know, where are you going to go? Well, I'm going to come home. I could go with her. She could come with me. If you go with him, would that make you feel better? You know, that kind of thing. So it's very interesting because a lot of women apparently are at these strip clubs. I hear that all the time. I'm like, why? I don't know. I guess I'd rather see Riverdance, or I'd rather see a Broadway play. I just don't need to see somebody dancing naked. I really don't. Okay? I mean, you know, I have a couple kids, boys that were running around the house. I'm like, get some clothes on. I just don't need to see, right, naked. Just keep some clothes on. Now, I do like watching people dance. I think dancing is really, really good. You know, like on the Olympics, I thought the ice skating was good. But again, they were dressed. Well, not all of them. Some of them had wardrobe malfunctions. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is sad. So Raul Reyes, 26 years old, thought he got a blister on his foot. Thought maybe he injured himself at work. But then a yellowish mass spread across his right foot. He's a Houston daycare teacher, and he's now come to terms with the ravages of a flesh-eating infection that burrowed deep into his foot. His wife, Jocelyn, said he woke up the next day and the blister was covering his entire foot, so he went to the clinic. They told him to get to the emergency room immediately. This is according to the Houston Chronicle. He was admitted February 23rd to Ben Taub Hospital in Houston. An X-ray revealed the possibility of a deadly infection. And so now the doctors had to race to stop the bacteria before it entered his bloodstream. A surgeon reassured Jocelyn the doctors would try everything to keep her husband whole, but unfortunately, no. 30 minutes pass, and a doctor comes out. Jocelyn says, she tells me that she tried to get as much bacteria out, but they had to amputate his foot to save his life. Look how fast this all happened. Raul does not have health insurance. She told the Chronicle, making a prosthetic foot is very costly. A high-end device could be as much as $5,000. Costs vary depending on design and other concerns such as fittings, maintenance. So Reyes, we believe, had necrotizing fasciitis, which is a flesh-eating infection, and it's a bacteria. It should be rare, but it happens, about 700 to 1,100 cases each year, where the bacteria starts to kill off the soft tissue, spreads into the fascia, can spread faster along that plane, and unfortunately can bury into the bone and bloodstream and travel. So the bacteria, they say, is commonly acquired via salty or brackish waters through four organisms coming into contact with open wounds or cuts. We don't know why Ray's got this. He's in Houston. But then again, Houston just had the flooding and the hurricane. So the CDC warns any numerous types of necrotizing fasciitis by cautioning people with open wounds or skin infections to avoid whirlpools, hot tubs, swimming pools, and natural bodies of water such as lakes and rivers. Doctors believe Reyes contracted the bacteria through an open wound from an ingrowing toenail. Now, Houston is on the Gulf of Mexico, but they still don't know why he got it. He hasn't gone to the beach in over a year. So there have been other bacterial infections in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Right now, Josue Sarita, who was helping repair damaged homes, he died 6 days after getting necrotizing fasciitis because he had an open wound, and doctors believe that debris or bacteria from debris or floodwater got in. So the family started a GoFundMe campaign to raise $11,000 for the prosthetic. And luckily, Reyes is alive, and they believe that the bacteria has been stopped. So right now, people are donating. But, this freaks anybody out where they go, well, look, okay, I don't want to run to the doctor and freak out over a blister. And what could he have done differently? Well, what he could have done differently is go to the doctor sooner. The problem is, it's just a little blister. Who's going to treat it right away? He went to the doctor exactly when he was supposed to. He wakes up, he sees the blister take over his foot, he goes right to his doctor, and the doctor takes him to the, tells him to go to the ER. That's kind of the speed at which we do things. Somebody has a blister on their toe, do we start antibiotics right away? Well, I believe we're going to see more necrotizing fasciitis type of infections, which is why we see close to 1,000 a year, because we undertreat with antibiotics. You know, I bring up the Georgia teen who had that ziplining accident. She gets a big, bad cut on her leg. They clean out the wound really well. They sew her up, and for some reason, they don't give her antibiotics, whereas when I was an ER doc, any deep wound got antibiotics. So she doesn't get antibiotics, but she's in pain. So she goes back to the doctor. The doctor says, nope, doesn't look infected. Here's some more pain medicine. She goes back a third time, and I think a fourth time, and finally the doctor's like, you know what? I don't see any redness or pus, but let's put you on an antibiotic. Well, by then it was too late, and the infection spread throughout. She went into septic shock, ended up losing three of her limbs. Why? Because when the infection is deep, you're not going to see the redness layers above the surface. You're not going to see you're not going to see the typical signs. Pus may build up below the leg, below the muscle and the fascia. So, if you think you got infected with something, You are going to have to ask for antibiotics right away and bring up these cases. You may have to do cutouts. You may have to bring in articles. And again, don't bring it from sources that, you know, well, Dr. Oz says this. Doctors don't like that. But what doctors do like are, you know, good, solid articles, because most of them should be well-read as well. You know, let's say, look, you know, I read this from USA Today or Fox News or CNN, and this person had this infection, and this is starting out as a blister. How do I know this won't turn into this? And, you know, doctors aren't going to want to miss something like that. And if one doctor doesn't treat you and you think you need treatment, get a second opinion. You're always allowed to get a second opinion. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's some bad bugs out there. Bulgaria is reporting an outbreak of a highly pathogenic H5N8 bird flu. Apparently, they found this virus on a farm in the northeastern district of Dobrich, according to the National Food Safety Agency. And the virus, found on a farm near General Toshivo, a town, would lead to the death of 140,000 birds. Now, a ban on trade and movement of domestic wild and other birds and trade in eggs have been imposed. There's been 4 cases of bird flu. Bird flu is some serious stuff. There's been a lot of suspicion that some of these bird flus can mutate to the point where they could infect humans. We will not be ready for that if that happens. So we're going to keep our eye on this H5N8. Again, it's a bird flu. We don't believe it's infecting humans, but it looks like it's a bad outbreak. Also, we're being told that we have Lassa fever gripping Nigeria. There's an outbreak of Lassa fever. They say it's one of a number of illnesses that could cause dangerous epidemics, and we don't have a vaccine for Lassa fever. It's not a new disease, but they say healthcare workers are overstretched, and a number of them have become infected and died. It's called the viral hemorrhagic fever. It infects many organs, damages blood vessels, difficult to treat, and at first, most people may just feel a fever, headache, general weakness, or they may feel nothing at all. But then in some cases, it could act like Ebola, where you get bleeding through the nose, mouth, and other parts of the body. Now, usually it has a fatality rate of about 1%, but they say in the Nigerian outbreak, it's thought to be more than 20% among confirmed or probable cases, according to their CDC. Thus far, they have 1,081 suspected cases since January 1 to February 25th, 90 deaths, 14 healthcare workers affected in 6 states. They believe 90 have died so far, but they say it could be more. Women who contract the disease late in pregnancy face an 80% chance of losing a child or dying themselves. And in its early stages, you can't tell the difference between that, flu or malaria or dengue. So there's no readily available test. There's only one way to confirm a diagnosis, where they got to take blood or tissue sample and then they got to send it to a specialized laboratory. But this disease has been first identified back in 1969. There was an outbreak at a mission hospital. And since then, we've been seeing it in West African countries like Ghana and Mali and Sierra Leone. But they say this outbreak is of particular concern because the number of cases is unusually high for this time of year. So health officials are trying to figure out why. Is it this multi-mammate rat that's a virus the virus's natural host? Some of these mammals are common across West Africa. Maybe they're spreading it. But most people will catch this Lassa fever from touching contaminated rat urine, feces, blood, or saliva, or simply getting it into their food system at home. And it can also pass person to person through bodily fluids, which is why healthcare workers may be getting it. Now, the incubation period for Lassa, according to BBC, is up to 3 weeks. So researchers are trying to work out whether, like Ebola, Lassa can stay in the body long term. Like Ebola could, you know, be around for a year in your body. So Nigeria is not, you know, virgin to these, you know, diseases and how to deal with these epidemics. So they're on top of it, but we do not have a vaccine. Vaccine development is a long, complex, and costly process. So they say a new organization called CEPI, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness, set up in 2017 with the help of Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, hopes to accelerate vaccine production. Crazy stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.